A TIF district is created to incentivize economic development in an otherwise blighted area. But in the case of a conservation TIF that includes the block Caterpillar recently finished purchasing, one might imagine that could produce a fairly significant amount of new property taxes. Rick Cloyd is the vice president of the District 150 School Board.
It is widely known that something big is being planned for this space. Our concern is the possibility of substantial private investment far in excess of the forecast EAV growth becoming a windfall for this TIF district. Yet District 150 and all other local taxing bodies would be denied a share of the bigger pie for 23 years.
It's a big deal because the district already has reduced property values a third of its annual revenue. It's landlocked, state funding is greatly diminished, and federal resources are also reduced. But District 150 doesn't have a school inside the boundaries of the proposed TIF, generally a requirement for receiving a share of the increment. Still, the city manager says the city council is sensitive to District 150's fiscal challenges. I'm Tanya Coontz.